News.
Give me sports!
Virgin Radio Sports Headlines.
Sports!
Bowler Stuart Broad is up to second in the list of England's all-time test cricket wicket takers. The paceman surpassed Sir Ian Botham's tally of 383 in the innings and 209-run win over the West Indies at Edgbaston. Former skipper Alastair Cook got a double century in the first ever home day night test. He's very pleased to have witnessed his international teammates' landmark.
Is it? I reckon I've been there for every single one of those wickets, which is strange thing, but incredible to go past a bowler as good as Sir Ian Botham and a cricketer like that. So full marks for Broady for the work and effort he puts in, and yeah, he's bowling as well as ever.
In the Premier League, Arsenal suffered a 1-0 defeat at Stoke. Manchester United had no such struggles at Swansea, thrashing them 4-0. Okay. Liverpool beat Crystal Palace 1-0, while Southampton beat West Ham 3-2. Oh. In the Scottish Premiership, Celtic beat Kilmarnock 2-0. And Sir Mo Farah will race on a British track for the final time when he takes part in the 3,000 metres at the Birmingham Grand Prix later. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Don't mention the other station! For goodness sakes! Morning! Oh, there's a new phone-in show in town. And it's now.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
Let's be having you. There's a new phoning show in town. Lots to talk about, although I haven't got my scrap of paper in front of me. But. 0333 00 0333 00. Oh, God, Alan Caddick's calling in already. Aye, what a Sunday. What a Sunday.
25 years and my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination. I realized quickly when I knew I should that the world was made up of this brotherhood of man, for whatever that means. Into a crisis of times when I'm lying in bed just to get it all out what's in my head. And I am feeling a little peculiar. Into a deeper than I get, real high, and I scream from the top of my
my life is still trying to get up that great big hill of hope for a destination.
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
That's the wrong one. Let's try again. I've been up. There we go. That's how we go. It's not my usual studio. You know that, guys, don't you? They've given me faders and everything. I woke up early and I've taken the dog for a walk. And it was wet. And, man, I hate that dog. That really was the worst decision I ever made was buying a flipping dog. Anyway, you don't want to know about my worries. Good morning, Virgin Radio UK. My name is Ian Lee. There's a new phone-in show in town. 0333 00 00 00. I've got stuff to talk about, but Alan Caddick's phoned in already. Good morning, Alan.
Morning, Ian.
Morning, Alan. What have you done this morning?
Well, I've been on my bicycle.
Oh, did you go anywhere or did you just sit on it indoors?
No, I went from West Lacking Cottage down the Purcell Road to in Birmingham.
But flipping it, did you? Where do you keep your bike, Alan? Do you keep it outside or do you keep it in the hallway?
I keep it in the bath.
Hang on a second. Did he just say the bath? Let's. Did you just say the bath?
Yeah, because it's a tiny flat.
You keep your bicycle in the bath?
Yeah.
Wowzers. I mean, I didn't think that was going to go anywhere, but I guess we got a phone-in topic. Where do you keep your bike? 0333 00 0333 00. What did you call in for, Alan?
What other topics have we got this morning?
We've got rubbish films that you sat through, even though they were rubbish. I'm nearly at the end of a terrible, terrible film I started watching last night called The Frame, right? And it's awful, Alan. It's one of the worst films I've ever seen.
Absolute pony.
Absolute pony. But I've got to see it through to the end. If you only had one shelf, what would you put on it? Can we create a zoo of songs? When did you realise you can't sing? Ever seen a pop star in the shops? How the hell do you relax? And do you have actual hobbies? And thanks to you, Alan, where do you keep your bike?
And also I got a bit of a gripe from the other show on Friday.
Well, then we'll have to talk about that on the other radio station. Never the twain shall meet. 0333 00 0333 00 is the telephone number. If any of those whet your whistle, you can of course call in about absolutely anything you want. I play this record reluctantly. All of the songs on Virgin are brilliant, but I just don't dig reggae.
Virgin Radio. I know the score at the back of my hand. me down.
Dear listener, Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. There's a new phone-in show in town. Oh, by the way, you can watch it as well. If you want to watch an overweight middle-aged man wearing a monkey T-shirt sit in a studio, oh, yes! We've got that catered for. Periscope.tv/Ian Lee. But more importantly than that, guys, more importantly than that, it is a phone-in show and we need your phone calls. I've got loads of stuff to talk about, but... You are welcome to call in about absolutely anything you want. Honestly, the standards on this show, we set them very, very low indeed. Honestly, we let Alan Caddick on first order, you know. One of the questions is, have you ever seen a pop star in a shop? And I'm really thinking, I don't think... No, tell a lie. I saw... Now, what was his name? Oh, what was his name? Not Eagle Eye Cherry. He was a bit... like Finley Quay. That was it. Finley Quay. I saw Finley Quay coming out of a Nissa Happy Shopper. Nissa Happy Shopper once. Someone has tweeted, Sean, I saw Brian May looking very confused in Harrods once. Turned out he was looking for the food hall, which was directly behind him. You just reminded me. I saw Rod Stewart in Selfridges once. Yes, yes. Oh, there's mileage in this, dear listener. Have you ever seen a pop star in a shop? Oh, 333. Rod Stewart in Selfridges. He was tiny. I mean, came up to my knees. 0333 00 000. I've also got this thing. Can we make a zoo of songs? And maybe I'm not making it clear by what I mean when I say that. It's Sunday morning, guys. You don't expect me to speak clearly. Like, can we get a song with every animal ever invented in it? I tell you where this came from. I was driving in this morning, flicking between listening to Virgin Radio, of course, and also Let It Be Naked. Have you heard that? The Beatles album where they stripped off all the production. I only heard it for the first time this morning and I loved it. And of course, that has the song Dig a Pony. Now, if we were to put a pony in a zoo, it would be, let's be honest, a pony zoo. So can we create a zoo made up entirely of songs? 0333 00 000 is the telephone number. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio. This is Virgin Radio.
Masterpiece, to waste time on the masterpiece. You should be rolling me, you should be rolling me. You're a real life fantasy, you're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully, let's start living dangerously.
Talk to me, baby. Been dangerous.
This is Virgin Radio.
Sniffly this morning. I'm being very brave about it, though. Very brave. Oh, you won't hear me banging on about it for the next 2.5 hours. No, 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 no. You think that's guitar playing? That's not guitar playing. This is guitar playing. Name me one other radio station that will go from U2 to Mason Williams playing classical gas. I just can't think of any. I cannot think of any. 0333 00 00. That's the telephone number if you want to give me a call. My name's Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. Dredge has called in. Good morning, Dredge.
Classical gas sounds like some sort of medical problem.
It doesn't. I'm sorry. Very sorry to say we've got the test backs, and the fronts, Dredge. And I'm afraid you've got classical gas.
Oh no! I've got to give up the guitar then.
Yeah, you've got to give up the guitar. Here's the thing: I get contemporary gas quite a lot because I can't, and I don't want to. You know, I'm trying to keep the Sunday morning shows a bit classy, but I can't burp. I cannot burp. And so I get a build-up of contemporary gas, and it's excruciating. And here's the thing, Dredge, I'm not the only one that can't do this. It's a problem that many, many people face, and nobody talks about. And do you know what? This afternoon, after I've done my top secret thing, I'm going to start a charity for those who can't burp, and I'm going to be the patron of it.
What's this top secret thing?
It's top secret. I cannot tell you. After the show today, I am off somewhere, thanks to my new management team at Globotech, and I am doing something top secret. Let's just say, when it drops, it's going to change the way you perceive entertainment. Oh, did get you, dirty dog! Dirty dog! What was that? Dirty dog! No. We're trying to keep... Have you finished?
Sorry.
Dirty dog! This is Virgin Radio. We're better than that.
I'm sorry, I forgot it wasn't talk radio.
This is exactly talk radio. Talk radio, they pay people to come on the air and belch. Virgin Radio, au contraire!
Can I do my zoo songs contribution?
Please do. We want to build a zoo of songs. So far, we've got Dig a Pony by the Beatles, and that's it.
And that was yours.
Yep. Yeah, all right, mate.
All right.
How's your phoning going? Hey? Hey?
Well, it's going all right.
Just get to the point, man!
For heaven's sake. So, yeah, I reckon...
Are you too slow? I mean, we could have been there all morning waiting for that. Ay, 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 ay. Rocky, you'll have to stay there. We'll come to you in a bit. Got to be snappy, Dredge. Got to be snappy. Not burpy. That's,
I'm telling... We'll be right back.
Virgin Radio.
By the way, we're having a lovely little chat with all the Periscopers this morning. Hello, Periscopers. Answering any question you've got, I'll answer it on there. Where were we? Oh, yes, so, can we build a zoo of songs? So far, we've got Dig a Pony by the Beatles. And also, ever seen a pop star in a shop? Now, this isn't technically a pop star, but this is such an incredible tweet from Crabbers. And he's normally a very trustworthy tweeter. Crabbers has tweeted, "My mum sold Marlon Brando a pair of slippers in Marks and Spencer's Guildford years ago, and she didn't recognise him." I mean, Marlon Brando, I can imagine him rocking the slippers totally. Oh, of course he's a slipper dude. Who isn't? But Marks and Spencer's in Guildford? Wow. Morning, Dom.
Hi, is that Ian?
Yes, it is, Dom.
Oh, thanks for taking my call, Mr. Both. I'm a big fan of your shredded wheat and, you know, walking and stuff.
It's not. It's Ian Lee.
All right, you'll do. Lion Sleeps Tonight, tight fit. You'll do.
Right, OK. Wait a second. Lion Sleeps... Let me write it down. Lion Sleeps Tonight. Yep, OK.
I need you to answer a question for me, Dan.
Eye of the Tiger!
OK, yeah. Not the question.
No, sorry. Wouldn't it be great if that was the answer to the question? Houses. Houses, man.
Spooky.
Yeah, it'd be spooky. I'd be the Derek Acura of Virgin Radio.
No one needs that.
No one needs that. No.
Right. Which pairing, in your opinion, was the better to wake up to in the mornings back in the day, as
which,
it were?
Which what? Pairing?
Which pairing?
Go on.
Was it the Nice and Icy Anna Nick, or was it the Dangerously Kinky Frank and Selena?
Oh, this is a reference for the people under 30 years old, but we were a Frank and Selena household, most definitely.
That doesn't surprise me. Well, anyway, that's great, that. So I'm gonna switch off the TV set and do something less boring instead.
Thanks very much indeed. Yeah, I grew up in an age when there wasn't breakfast television, and when it started, it was a revolution. Frank Boff and Selena Scott, naughty, naughty Frank Boff. Isn't it time we forgave him for his indiscretions? Morning, Geeky Girl.
Hi, Ian.
Hello, Geeky Girl.
Hello, I'm on my way to a forest full of monkeys.
You're on my way to what?
To a forest full of monkeys.
Are you going to Monkey World?
No, I've been there quite a few times, but I'm up in the north. I'm going to Trentham, where it's literally a forest you can walk through with...
Shut up. Hang on a minute. Shut up. You're saying that up north there is a forest where the monkeys have taken over?
Well, this is it. I'm a little bit scared, but apparently you can just walk through there and hang out with them. Maybe play rock, scissors, tape, or I don't know.
No, I do not believe... You're in this country. You mean the north of this country, yeah?
I think we're still technically in England.
Wowzers, no one told me there was a forest where the... Isn't that how Planet of the Apes started?
It might have been.
I think it is.
Google Monkey Forest, Trentham, and...
I'm not going to do that. I'm a lazy person. I don't click on links and I don't Google stuff, but I'm going to take your word for it.
Yeah, and I'll see what happens. I mean, maybe they'll attack all the people. I don't know. But
they might take you as their human bride.
Well, maybe. Well, that would make an interesting day out, wouldn't it?
Wouldn't it just?
And for your animal zoo, I'm thinking back about Monkey World.
Can I just say, Geeky Girl, you don't need to put the word animal in front of zoo. The only word you put in front of zoo were if it were like a human zoo. Then you would put human. But so animals is a zoo, is a zoo.
I probably meant to say music zoo, didn't I?
I don't know what you meant. You're obviously an insane woman. But carry on.
Probably. But thinking back to Monkey World, there's a one-armed blonde called Alex who's a gibbon. So could we have the funky gibbon?
Oh, the funky gibbon is in there. Of course it is. Thank you very much. 0333 00 00. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Birds flying high, you know how I feel. Sun in the sky, you know how I feel. Reeds drifting on by, you know how I feel. It's a new dawn, it's a new day, it's a new life for me. And I'm feeling good. Life.
Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Morning, dear listener. Ian Lee, Virgin Radio. We've just done an hour of absolute nothing. I've not done anything. We're making a zoo out of songs. Pop stars in shops. Oh, and loads of other stuff. Let's go to the phones. Morning, Daniel.
Good morning, Ian. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you, Daniel.
I've got some songs for the Song Zoo, Daniel.
Oh, yeah, okay. Well, so far we've got Dig a Pony, The Lion Sleeps Tonight, Eye of the Tiger and Funky Gibbon.
All right, so have you got your pen ready?
I've got my pen and I've got my paper.
Write them down then. Number one is Karma Chameleon.
Karma Chameleon, I like it.
Thank you, you're welcome. Number two is Hungry Like the Wolf.
Hungry like, is it like a wolf or like the wolf?
I believe it's the wolf, Ian.
Okay, it's hungry like the wolf, yes. Okay, any more?
Yes.
Oh.
Number three is Rat Trap.
Okay. Okay. Do you remember
Rat Trap, Ian?
But is that by the Boomtown Rats?
It is, yeah.
Why do you sound so depressed reading this list out?
Well, zoos are a depressing place.
They are. I refuse to go. I don't want to get all heavy on yo ass, but I refuse to go to zoos. Now I'm building one.
Well, for the songs. And then the next one, Ian, is And Your Bird Can Sing. It's a good one.
Yes, it is. How many of these have you got, by the way?
Oh, there's only four more.
I tell you what, We'll leave it for this week, Daniel.
When the doves cry, bat dance, shark the herald angels sing, and whale meet again.
Thanks very much for calling. Oh, man alive. 0333 00 00 00. Gatford, stay there. I'll come to you. Oh, look at the time. I've got to do this. Here's the news. Touch my sports.
Sports headlines.
Sports.
Stuart Broad says it's a special feeling to pass Sir Ian Botham as England's second-highest test wicket-taker of all time. The fast bowler took his 384th in their crushing innings and 209-run victory over the West Indies in their day-night match at Edgbaston.
The Windies.
Speaking to Sky Sports News, Broad says it means even more to have overtaken someone who helped influence
destroy
him.
Obviously been a hero of mine, someone who gave me my test cap back in 2007. And obviously someone who inspired me to play cricket for England.
Arsenal's manager believes the big decisions went against them in last night's 1-0 Premier League defeat to Stoke. He felt they should have had a penalty. Yeah. Manchester United had no such struggles and thrashed Swansea 4-0.
Ooh.
Tottenham will make history when they face Chelsea at Wembley Stadium this afternoon. It'll be the first time the venue has staged a top-flight game in the regular season. Huddersfield play their first ever Premier League home game later. They host fellow promoted side Newcastle.
Don't mention the other radio station.
Powered by TalkSport.
She mentioned the other radio station. Why would you do that? Why would you do that?
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space.
About Elvis, loves horses,
than her boyfriend too. And it's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running through the yard, and I'm a bad boy, 'cause I don't even miss her. I'm a bad boy for breaking her heart. The vampires walking through the valley move west down Ventura Boulevard, and all the bad boys were standing in the shadow, and the good girls are home with broken hearts.
I forgot I turned the microphone on when I started singing there, but do you know what? Didn't sound bad at all, did it? I might sing some more. Yeah, sure. Oh, you spurn my natural emotions. You make me feel I'm hurt and I'm hurt. Here's the thing, though. If I start a commotion, I run the risk of losing you. And that's all you're getting for free. That's all you're getting for free. You want to hear more singing? You got to pay. Morning, Billy.
Hello, Ian. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. Billy, what you got for us?
I wondered if you've got a zookeeper for your music zoo.
No, here's the thing. We don't have a zookeeper. And to be honest, it's starting to get quite overrun and could be quite dangerous.
Well, I thought obviously the perfect person would be, because he incorporates a lot of them in a song that he's actually called At the Zoo.
Yes.
I thought Paul Simon could be the zookeeper.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Paul Simon will of course be the zookeeper, and Art Garfunkel can run the hot dog stand.
Yeah, sounds good. He looks perfect for that.
He looks perfect. It doesn't. Here's the thing. Art Garfunkel looks perfect to run a hot dog stand, right? Two things about Art Garfunkel. The first, I didn't realise that his full name is Arthur Garfunkel until I was about 25. And for some reason, I found it the funniest, funniest thing. And also,
beautiful.
You know that he wears a wig now?
Does he?
And he's worn a wig for about 30 years, right? So that big mop of curly hair on the top of his head...
It's kind of his logo, though, right?
It is. It comes off, though. He carries it around in a box. Good for him.
Good thing. Yeah, good for him.
Anything else, Billy?
I've got one other topic, potentially, that you could look at.
Oh, yes. Go on, mate.
Aging rock stars that are growing old gracefully.
Asian rock stars?
Aging
rock stars. Okay. We could have done the other one. Aging rock stars growing old gracefully. Go on.
So there's obviously rules. No hair dyeing.
Yep.
No leather pants.
Yep.
You know, they're sort of in their 50s and 60s.
Mate, I can't think of any of them.
I've got one.
Go on.
Eric Clapton.
Yeah, I'll give you that. Okay, he's got brand new teeth, but I'll give you that. All right, thank you, Billy. Go on.
No worries.
Thank you very much, Billy. There we go. Aging rock stars, not Asian. Oh, you can include Asians as well. We're not discriminatory here at Virgin. We love everybody. That are growing old gracefully. Morning, Gatford.
Morning, boss. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you very much indeed.
I've got two of your topics.
Yes.
Seen in Big Dom's French Dick Shop, I saw a late night fella, Jules Holland, buying bread.
Big Dom's?
Yep.
French?
Stick Shop in Kensington.
There's no such shop.
There is.
I'm going to Google it.
Well, you don't Google things.
I know you haven't, because I'm going to Google this. Big, if I finished Googling this, right,
yeah,
and it doesn't exist...
Well, I better get the other one in quick then. Your zoo, you fancy it being a little bit way.
Okay, yes.
Yeah, walk the dinosaur, was not was.
Yeah, then we can have that. We can have a dinosaur in there, of course we can.
I don't think Paul Simon can handle a dinosaur, though.
I'm not sure if Paul Simon could handle a dinosaur, although Paul Simon in many ways could be described as a dinosaur, but that would be rude. 0333 00 There's a new phoning show in town, and I'll be honest, it's really is a load of rubbish. It's no good. It's no good. It's utter guff. the chorus to that sounds like the Flake advert, didn't it? The chorus sounds like only the crumbliest, flakiest chocolate. Pop stars in shops were building a zoo of songs. The zookeeper is Paul Simon, in charge of the hot dogs. It's Arthur Garfunkel. And we can include this one, even though this is unpleasant. We can include this because he's a pop star. I was in Maidenhead Post Office, this is on Twitter, and I saw Rolf Harris. I said to my friend too loudly, "Flippin' heck, it's Rolf." He turned round and gave me the dirtiest look imaginable. Knowing what I know now, hard not to be blown away by the cheek of that man to give me the dirty look. I know! Here's a nice one. Here's a nice one to refresh the palate after that one. Hippie Churchill says, "I've got a picture of my boy with Emma Bunton in Sainsbury's." There you go, you see. That would be nice, wouldn't it? I think I've told you this. We are going through a huge Spice Girls thing in my house at the moment. Because my five-year-old has just discovered them. And on my other show, Weeknights from 10 on Talk Radio, we had Mel C on last week. The week before, right? And I told my boy, and my boys couldn't give a stuff about my job, could not care less about my job, right? It's boring to them. And for the first time, I said to my youngest, "Hey, we've got Mel C coming on the show." And he went, "Cool." So there we go. That's something, huh? How can you not like the Spice Girls? 0333 00 00 00. These are the animals in the zoo so far. Dig a pony. The lion sleeps tonight. Eye of the tiger. Funky Gibbon, huh? Karma chameleon. Hungry like the wolf. Rat trap. And your bird can sing. And walk the dinosaur. We're allowing dinosaurs. 0333 00 00 00. Other bits and pieces we've got tonight. Tonight? There we are. Steady. Terrible films that you've sat through, even though they were terrible. Rock stars who are aging gracefully. You can call in with Asian rock stars as well. We can do that. I don't mind. If you only had one shelf, what would you put on it? 0333 00 00 00. When did you realise you can't sing? And does anybody actually have like a proper hobby? Hobbies to me feel like very sort of 70s and 80s thing where you sort of sit. Well, what I like to do on Saturday mornings is I like to crochet or I like to build Airfix kits. Does anybody actually have any hobbies? 0333 00 00 00. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks. New music.
Oh, 0333 00 00 00. This is Travis, right? And Sing. If you want a treat, go and find Glen Campbell doing a version of this. Honestly, it is absolutely stunning. This is still good. I like this one, but Glen Campbell singing this song. Oh man, it's amazing.
Baby, you've been going so crazy. Nothing seems to be going right. So low, why'd you have to get so low? Your soul, you've been waiting in the sun too long. But if you sing, 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 sing. Shoulder,
Classic tracks.
New music.
This is Virgin Radio.
Thank goodness for that. I've just, it's the Kinks, incidentally. And incidentally, I've just retweeted this brilliant picture on Twitter, at Ian Lee, I-A-I-N-L-E-E, that Dave Davis, excuse me, of the Kinks has tweeted. It's a picture of a pub from 1898. Look at the clothes they're wearing. Look at the clothes. I love stuff like that. 0333 00 000. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio. There's a new phone-in show in town. Good morning, Kyle.
Morning, you okay?
I'm good, thank you, Kyle. What have you got for us this morning?
Well, I'm sat here in my Stamp Out the Beatles t-shirt.
I'm glad you said that, because I thought you were going to say I'm sat here in my pants, and I would have I would have had to cut you off immediately. I don't like... Here's what I don't like, Carl. I've been doing phone-in radio for about 15 years, right?
Mm.
I don't like people who call in naked. I don't like people that call in from the bath. I certainly don't like people that call in while they're on the toilet, and I've had that.
Mm.
And I even once had someone call in... How do I phrase this delicately on a Sunday morning? While they were, making love to a lady. I mean, geez. Sorry, guy. Actually, while they... incredible. Where are the manners? Where are the manners these days?
Looks a bit rude.
You can wear your Stamp Out the Beatles t-shirt, Kyle. What have you got for us?
Right, well, it was about the worst film. The film that you can't get to the end of.
Honestly, right, I spent so much time yesterday going through Netflix and Amazon Prime, trying to find something half decent, unless they're advertising with us, in which case, all their movies are brilliant. And I sat through this this barely watchable Ryan Reynolds film, Selfless, where it's basically Face Off, where he becomes Sir Ben Kingsley, Gandhi. And then I started watching this film because it got quite a good review on IMDb, but it's rubbish. It's called The Frame, right? And it's it goes on for 2 hours, right? And I stopped watching it halfway through last night, and then I came back to it this morning just because I want to see how it ends. But it is awful, absolutely awful. So go on, what films have you got?
Well, it's a film and a play.
Yeah,
is that all right?
Yeah, of course.
So I was in London once, and I had to leave...
Hang on, how many times in your life have you been to London?
No, a few.
Okay.
I went to see Popcorn, the play by Ben Elton.
Ben Elton's Popcorn, okay, yeah.
Utterly, do you know what? I was so close to swearing, dreadful.
Did you walk out halfway through? Because those theatre tickets, they ain't cheap. And I've sat through plays thinking... I have paid about £60 for this. I am staying to the end.
No, honestly, I left at the interval, and I would have left sooner if I could. Awful.
Wow. Well, you could have done, Kyle. You're not a prisoner there. You can get up and walk out at any point you want.
I know, but it's like disturbing the other people. Isn't
well, they've
it?
Ruined
like
your. Hey, here's the thing. I think if someone, if you're in the middle of a show and it's no good, right, and you've paid money for that. You're well within your rights, as long as you don't get up and make a big song and dance about it, and you're well within your rights to get up and walk out. It's your time.
I'll remember that.
Thank you very much. And what's the movie?
Film is Dracula Dead and Loving It. Can't get to the end of it.
Thank you, Kyle. Is that the one? I think that's the one with Leslie Nielsen. Morning, Jonathan.
Morning, Ian.
What you got for us, boss? Good. I don't want any nudists or semi-clothed. Or I don't want any of that. It's disgusting. It's rude.
Yeah, I totally agree.
I've just seen what the next song is.
What is it?
Van Halen, Jump. Oh, that's a record.
Oh, that is a brilliant...
That is a record!
Yeah, I mean, this call's kind of just in the way. Anyway, Call for Cats, Be a Zoo.
The Call for Cats in the Zoo of Songs.
Who's going to a zoo to see cats? It seems kind of weird. But,
well, I once... Right, I'm sure I've seen on, like, Rapido or Eurotrash, they say you can't train cats. I'm sure I saw a clip of a theatre, like a small theatre, where it was all cats doing tricks. I'm sure I've seen that.
Were they doing tricks or were they just fumbling around?
No, they were doing tricks. I don't mean, like, card tricks, but they were, like, walking on tight ropes and stuff. I'm sure I've seen that. So I'd see... We'll put in those cats, the Call for Cats.
Okay, movies. Have you ever seen... films. Have you ever seen Doctor Strange?
The one with, Benedict Cumberbatch?
Yeah. That was a terrible movie.
It took ages, and I watched it with my boys, and in the end, we fast-forwarded through the dull story to get to the brilliant fights. That's what we did, and I've not got a problem with doing that these days. Thank you, Jonathan. Honestly, though, here's a phone-in for the rest of the show. What have you walked out of? 0333-00-0000. Very, very quickly, pop stars in shops. Then we'll have Jump. Jess says, my nan sold Cliff Richard garden furniture 40-odd years ago. Excellent. She then says, working at Waitrose, I served Ben Dover and his baby son Tiger. I don't know who... I've no idea who that is at all. Not a clue. Oh, 333-00, 333-00. There's a new phone-in show in town, dear listener, every Sunday morning between 10 and 1. And I'll be honest, we just sit here and talk complete and utter rubbish. There's no skill to it. There's no art. There's no... Oh, shut up. This is a good...
Virgin Radio.
In my whole life, all you could do.
dancing all life long. My father said, never give up, son. Just look what a media and John done. Oh, Rose and Teresa, they're war won. Not scared to be strong.
Could be the new Ollie of music, probably, instead of doing it just as a hobby like these boys told me to. I guess you either watch the show or you show and prove. Prove it to them or you prove it to yourself. But honestly, it's better if you do it for yourself. Never complacent until we hit the oasis. One life don't waste it, feel my heart racing. Success, I taste it. Ah, we on the verge of getting every single thing that we deserve. Can't go wrong.
Someone on someone on Twitter saying, "Well, that sounds like the bloke from Coldplay." Well, there's good reason for that because it was Coldplay. Let's go to Paul. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Can we hip 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 here?
We can hip hip hip. It means nothing to the majority of the audience, but we can certainly do it.
Splendid. Marvellous. A few things, but the reason I called, before I get confused and off track...
You're sounding confused and off track already, Paul, but let's persevere, yes.
terrible films that you stayed and sat in,
yeah.
If we're still there. Valerian, I'm sorry.
Oh, is that a stinker?
It's not glorious, but it's a stinker.
I tell you what's good, and I was expecting nothing from it. I had 5 hours to kill in London. It was the only film that was on at 10:30 in the morning. Atomic Blonde.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be awful, like Ghost in the Shell, but no, it was brilliant. Really good. Oh, sexy.
Wonderful.
Violent. Not that I could necessarily, think the two should go together. I thought it was brilliant. Really good film.
That's good to know.
Yes, certainly is.
Yes. But another thing, before I forget, your Periscope, you've got one extra digit in the phone number, because I tried to call.
Oh, no.
And I got the beepity beep beeps.
Oh, the beepity beep beeps. Oh, yeah. No, I'm an idiot. Yeah. Oh, well. No, I'm not. It's a test to see who's intelligent enough. I don't want everybody on Periscope phoning me up, Paul. That would be awful. Most of those people are perverts. No. It was a test, and you passed the test. Well done. Congratulations. Well, you made it through to the next level. Now, what did you actually call in for?
I just called in to say the word Valerian.
Thank you very much indeed. I mean... Thank you, Paul. If you want to call in and say the word Valerian, very, very welcome to 0333 00 000 000. You can watch the show on periscope.tv/Ian Lee. I tell you what we'll do. We'll play some songs. We'll add the news and the sports. And then we'll recap everything that we've talked about so far for the last hour. How does that sound? 0333 00 000 000 000 000 is the phone number. I'm Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks, new music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Sports.
We need to perform and give our best.
Good luck,
I'm sure
guys.
That we are ready. I think it was very good test against Juventus. I think the team is ready.
Newcastle look for their first win back in the Premier League when they take on Huddersfield this lunchtime.
Yes.
Today's opponent started with a 3-0 win at Crystal Palace. Bowler Stuart Broad is up to second in the list of England's all-time Test cricket wicket takers.
Fantastic.
The pace man surpassed Sir Ian Botham's tally of 383
Beefy.
In the innings and 209-run win over the West Indies at Edgbaston.
Beefy.
And Samo Farah will race on a British track for the final time when he takes part in the 3,000 metres and the Birmingham Grand Prix later. That's your sport, powered by TalkSport.
Oh, I can actually have the radio station. Listen to this one, not them. Goodness sakes.
Yeah, well.
Another hour to go. Happy afternoon.
Happy afternoon.
Classic tracks, new music. This is Virgin Radio.
0333 00 000. More calls after this.
Sculpture at St. Martin's College, that's where I caught her eye. She told me that the tap was loaded. I said, in that case, I'll have room Coca-Cola. She said, fine. And then in 30 seconds time, she said, I wanna live like common people. I wanna do whatever common people do. Wanna sleep with common people. I wanna sleep with common people like you. Or what else could I do? I said, oh, I'll see what I can do. I took her to a supermarket. I don't know why, but I just started somewhere. So it started there. I said, pretend you got no money. And she just laughed and said, oh, you're so funny. I said, yeah. I can't see anyone else smiling. Are you sure? You wanna live like common people. You wanna see whatever common people see. Wanna sleep with common people. You wanna sleep with common people like me. But she didn't understand. And she just smiled and held my hand. I went to the flat to barber shop. I cut your hair and get a job. I smoked some packs and play some pool. Pretend you never went to school. Still you never get it right. It's when you're stop it, oh yeah.
Classic Tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
When I was 6 years old, I broke my leg. And I was running from my brother and his friends. And tasted the sweet perfume of the mountain grass I rolled down. I was younger then. Take me back to when I found my heart, broke it here, made friends and lost them through the years. And I've not seen the boring fields in so long. I know I've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Old and smoking and rolled cigarettes, running from the law through the backfields and getting drunk with my friends. Had my first kiss on a Friday night. I don't reckon that I did it right, but I was younger then. Take me back to when we found weekend jobs, when we got paid. We'd buy cheap spirits and drink them straight. Me and my friends have not thrown up in so long. Oh, how we've grown, but I can't wait to go home. Sell clothes. One works down by the coast. One had two kids but lives alone. One's brother overdosed. One's already on his second wife. One's just barely getting by. But these people raised me and I can't wait to go home. And I'm on my way. I still remember these old country lanes.
Oh, reminiscing in a
when
song.
We
yes.
did not know the
Whoa,
answer.
Hey! Everybody likes reminiscing, and if you're a songwriter, why not reminisce in a song? To me, it seems like the obvious thing to do. 0333 0033 is the telephone number. Happy afternoon, Ian Lee here, every Sunday between 10 and 1. Also, you can hear me weeknights from 10 o'clock on Talk Radio. I know. A little recap as to where we are, okay? These are some of the things that have been thrown out at you this morning. 45 minutes left of this rubbish, if you want to call in. Rock stars who are aging gracefully. terrible films that you sat through, even though they were terrible, ever walked out of anything? Play, concert, show, 0333 00 0333 00. Pop stars in shops. I think we've expanded that to, well, to include adult movie stars as well. I don't... And we're making a zoo of songs, guys. A zoo of songs. This is what we've got so far. Dig a Pony. The Lion Sleeps Tonight. Eye of the Tiger. Eye of the Tiger. I came up with that one. It's probably the best on there, I'll be honest with you. Oh, steady. Funky Gibbon. Karma Chameleon. Hungry Like the Wolf. Rat Trap. And Your Bird Can Sing. Walk the Dinosaur and Call for Cats. 0333 00 0333 00 is the telephone number. You can call them with any of those. But. I can't stress enough, right? This isn't like one of those radio shows where you've got to stick solidly to the nonsense I'm throwing out. You can call in about absolutely anything you want. We have very, very low standards on this show. Very low standards. And I'll be honest, we've got an empty switchboard, so now would be a great time. 0333 00 0333 00. I'll put a few more at the end, because I don't know quite sure. You can follow me on Twitter, at Ian Lee. This is Virgin Radio.
Music. This is Virgin Radio.
Dear listener, I'm doing loads of live shows. Why the hell not plug them, man? Do like the Americans do and sell yourself. I do loads of live shows with my friend Catherine Boyle. We're doing them all over the country. It's called The Rabbit Hole. The next one is in London, 17th of September. In London, our only London show this year. If you type in into your internet, King's Place, The Rabbit Hole, Ian Lee, Bish Bash Bosh, it pops up. Tickets are about a tenner, I don't know. You can get tickets for that. And we're doing them all over the place. We've got one in Belfast, in Scunthorpe, in Hull, in Brighton. I'm asking you what shows you've walked out of. You may want to walk out of ours. It's just that we sit there and we take phone calls live in front of an audience. Imagine! Crabbers, whose mum, you will remember, sold Marlon Brando some slippers in M&S Guildford. This is why I like doing this show, right? It's so different from the talk radio show, because you lot are... the talk radio listeners, they're drunk and most of them are losers, right? But you lot are very musically astute. That's why you're listening to Virgin Radio, because you're musically astute, right? Crabbers walked out of an REM concert. But listen to this, such a geeky reason. I walked out of REM Wembley Arena in the 90s after two songs. The snare was echoing off the back wall. It was very irritating, he says. Well, you can't have those darn snare echoes off the back wall. Has there ever been, and I say this as someone who's been to Wembley Arena, I don't know, 30 times in my life, has there ever been a worse concert venue than Wembley Arena? You know it's a swimming pool, don't you? It's a swimming pool. And we know what swimming pools sound like. See, I quite like the O2. I mean, it's silly, the O2. It's too big. And if you're sat at the back, you just might as well be at home watching it on telly. But in terms of sound, Wembley Arena has got to be. For the last 30 minutes, if you want to do that, give us the worst ever concert venues. You can do 0333 00 00, or you can tweet me at Ian Lee, IAINLEE. There's a new phone-in show in town, dear listener. It's every Sunday between 10 and 1, only on Virgin Radio.
Classic tracks.
New music.
Virgin Radio.
morning, could have sworn it was a judgment day.
'99 sounded like just the most futuristic year you could ever come up with. You remember that? Space 1999 was the cause of that. Let's get the dustpan and brush and mop up the little crumbs that are scattered around as a result of this nonsense. Phil says on Twitter, I walked out of an Iron Maiden concert because they played nothing but their new album. No one cares about their new album. Bold move by Iron Maiden to do that. It is always... I saw Paul McCartney, it was probably about 3 or 4 years ago now, and I love Paul McCartney. It's easy to not mack up, but I think he's brilliant, right? And it was embarrassing every time he went, here's a new one from a new album. Just everyone just would go to the bar or go to the toilet. I mean, venues, bad venues. Hampden in Scotland is the worst, says Lorraine. I don't know that one. Loads of you say in the O2. Now, here's the thing with the O2, right? I've seen shows there. I refuse to buy tickets up in the gods. So we've got, like Tess says, the O2, it's like watching from space with earplugs in. I will not buy a seat up in the gods in the O2, right? I just won't do it. If I can't get on the floor or the first tier of seats, then I'm sorry, pop star, you've lost my money. I'm quite lucky in that my mum is severely disabled. Hang on a second. Let me finish that sentence. What it means is she's in a wheelchair. So if I ever go to concerts with her, generally, the wheelchair seats are normally primo seats. And the person going with them gets half price. Number of concerts I've dragged my mum to just because she's in a wheelchair. Terrible. Although saying that, the O2 have got good wheelchair seats.
But then they've got some rubbish ones right at the back, right at the back. And they're in wheelchairs, guys. Come on. Give them the front row, why don't you? Alexandra Palace, loads of people are saying that. Yeah. Although I've got fond memories of seeing Squeeze and the Kinks at Ali Pally. And Ronnie Size represents. But let's be honest, I don't really remember that. I was a little bit worse for wear, you know. You keep tweeting me, at Ian Lee, I-A-I-N-L-E-E. This is Virgin Radio.
You raised the lights when it was Friday. Calm the storm when it was rising. I'll be here beside you, always be right near you. Remember me, won't you? I know we've all got our problems, and it's a blessing that we made it here so far. If you lay here in these arms tonight, I promise, I promise to take you as you are.
That was nice, wasn't it? No, don't, everyone's panicking. Everyone was panicking, thinking Ian Lee's not. He's not realised that the song is coming to an end, and there was mass panic. What I was doing, I was enjoying the vibe of the Rag and Bone Man, and was feeling a little bit melancholy. If I'm honest, it made me feel melancholy, and that's the power of music. Oh, do you know what I'm doing this afternoon? It's top secret. I can't tell you, right? But trust me. It's going to prove that I am the Renaissance man that Jimmy Nail once was. But this afternoon, some of you will know, I bought a gramophone, old-fashioned gramophone, right? I had it for a day. It's like 70 years old. I had it for a day. And two things happened. One, I discovered it was haunted. And two, my youngest son broke it, right? It's been in perfect working order for 70 years. And my five-year-old boy knackered it straight away. I got it back this week and it has been fixed. I don't think it's been exorcised. I believe it still may contain demons. But this evening, just me, because everyone else is away, I will be having a little gramophone playing concert. Maybe I'll stream it on Periscope, or maybe I'll just sit there crying into my decaffeinated coffee. Who knows?
Virgin Radio. Classic tracks. New music.
Virgin Radio.
Virgin Radio.
Yeah.
Virgin Radio.
I've been thinking, I've been humming, I've been picking and I've been strumming, just waiting, waiting on a storm. I've been pitching, I've been thumbing, I can almost hear one coming, I just waiting, waiting on a storm. Look down in my pocket, underneath the bed, walked under a lamppost, and one hit me on the head. Am I blind or too dumb to see?
Thank you, Jane, for your help. Thank you, all of the callers. Not all of the callers. Not Dredge, who really tried to drag us down to lavatory humour. And I'm trying to create something a little bit sophisticated every Sunday morning between 10 and 1 on Virgin Radio. OK, I'm off, but John Jackson will guide you through the afternoon. That sounds like a radio-y type of thing to say, and I've just said it, so there we go.